And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are open. Quite a few of you already figured that out. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it. I got several. Let's see what we got here. Alex from Elkmont. Oh, yeah. He says we ought to call it Thunderfoot Thursday. That's not a bad idea. So Big Rig hadn't heard that story. You probably don't know. So the phone number, you know, by the way, there are times when I realize Big Rig's been here for a few weeks now, and I still realize there's other things I haven't told him yet. So one of them is our phone number, 833-68, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 68 comes from my 68 Mustang that was my first car that I had driving through high school and college.
Okay.
All right. Which, by the way, my 68 Mustang's name was Thunderfoot, which okay. was probably more of an indication of how I drove than anything. But so Alex from Elkmont says we ought to call it Thunderfoot Thursday. Now that you put it all together, I have now enlightened you.
I like that. That's good. Thunderfoot Thursday.
Alex, thanks for remembering that, man. I appreciate that. And now I've given me an opportunity to segue right in there and talk about my car and fill in Big Rig. John from Elkmont said Thursday ought to be over the hump day. That's not bad, too. We're over the hump day. Russell from Rural Route 1. I always have trouble saying that. Russell from Rural Route 1. Anyway, amen, Brother Phil, he says. Thank you, brother. Terry from Huntsville says, Phil, I've been to China 5 times, never saw a publicly displayed Christian cross. Every rooftop has zodiac signs, but no crosses, stars, or crescents. Yes, communists plan to eradicate religion in the U.S. Okay, Terry, thank you. Scott from Athens, Dear Uncle Phil, I'll take the Christian persecution with a smile. It was the COVID persecution for wanting free air and clean bodily temple that had me mad beyond measures. God bless. Scott, there you go, man. All right. John from Huntsville says, Phil, fantastic monologue and happy leap day. That's right. It is. Today's leap year. Do you know that? This is February 29th. Once every, was it 4 years? We get an extra day in the month of February.
Okay.
I saw one time too, and I've never actually calculated this out. Like, you know how like every, like 30 days, half September, April, May, and November, and then there's, you know, always February and 31 days and a few others. That if every month just had 30 days, it would even out perfectly. But instead we have like 28, 30, 31, and then every 4 years we got to do an extra day to make up the difference. That's crazy.
It's weird.
Okay. Anyway, leap year. Happy leap year. He says, Phil, fantastic monologue. Happy leap day. I just want to say the reason why I gave you and Big Rig a much lower score than usual yesterday is because you broke one of my golden rules, which is never make fun of a man that is fried fish. I'll take that. Okay. All right. Richard from Madison says, amen, Brother Phil. God bless the USA. There you go. And then Alex from Elkmont again says, thanks, guys, and I'd love a shirt. Alex, appreciate you, man. Listen, by the way, we have a new batch of shirts coming in. So as soon as they're in, we need to start giving away some shirts again.
That's a good idea for a shirt, the Thunderfoot thing.
Maybe we should. Thunderfoot Thursday.
What color was your Mustang?
It was the color was called Ice Blue, and it originally had a black vinyl top.
Nice.
Yeah. 289, board 30 over, Edelbrock Torker aluminum intake, Holley 600 carburetor, crane cam, hooker headers. Oh, man, thing ran like a dream.
Nice.
Just, yeah, that's why it was named Thunderfoot. So there you have it. All right, listen, we got a major show lined up for you. Coming up next, right after the break, we're going to jump right into the first dipper, illegal votes. Can illegals vote? Well, you may be surprised. Are they trying to get illegals to vote? Darn right they are. Are they successful anywhere? Well, we got a recent court ruling you might want to know about. It's like it kind of boggles the mind. Like, what is it with the left and just attempting to basically destroy who we are and go right to the fabric of our country? One of our constitutional rights is the right to vote, and yet they want to hand that away as if it's nothing. I mean, right now they're giving away everything else, right? You can get a free phone. You can get free, you know, debit cards full of money. You can get free housing. You can get free food. You can get free clothing. You can get free medical care. Heck, why not give you a free vote while you're at it? There was just the other day, Fox News did a walk around sort of man on the street thing. Bunch of illegals. Hey, if you could vote, who would you vote for? Oh, Biden. If you could vote, who would you vote for? Biden. If you could vote, who would you vote for? Biden. He does many good things for us. Biden. No, what he's doing is he's giving you stuff for free. And it's wearing out the system. City of Denver, by the way, just announced this morning, they're having to close down some homeless shelters because they can no longer sustain the flood they've been getting. City of New York City is rethinking its sanctuary status. City of Athens, Georgia, in the wake of the murder of that young lady, the student down there at the nursing school in Athens, the mayor is getting backlash. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like shouting him down at his speech. The guy is a liberal punk who thought it'd be cool to just kneel with Black Lives Matter and become a sanctuary city, and now a young lady's dead. Well, people are sick of it. In the middle of it all, how about you not give them our right to vote, too? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. It goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in, just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I just got a text from Mel from Tuscaloosa. Mel says, with regards to the monologue a minute ago about Christian nationalism, he says, amen, an honor to be a warrior for the one who won the war. It's all about Jesus. God bless you, bro. Thank you, Mel. Appreciate you, man. All right, First Dipper, illegal votes. Don't tell me for a second they're not thinking it. The left wants you to not pay attention. They want you to go, nothing to see here. We're not trying to build new voter base. No, we only imported 11 million people for just, you know, because we just thought it'd be nice for them to be here. We just opened up the floodgates and let them all come in for what? So we could give stuff to them? So that we could strain the systems? So that we could drive people crazy, so that we could have crimes committed that would then bring harm to our U.S. citizens? Well, that's all happening. But now, surely that wasn't why they did it. They did it because it's about a control issue. It's about political power, in my opinion. This is about an agenda. It's about a one-world government agenda, in my opinion. It's about literally saying open borders are fine. And then on top of it, once they're here, we'll turn them into voters. You know, and I said before, too, it took me a little bit to get here. I'm not overly cynical. A lot of times I'll find the glass half full. And that's my nature. And I believe that the power of optimism is necessary. Optimism not in a gullible sense, but optimism in the idea that the Lord gives me a brighter outlook. And I'm thankful because there's dark days and there's times when I need that optimism to carry me through. I need basically the assurances of where I stand in the Lord to move through. That being said, I have determined, and I believe it's wisdom, that what we're seeing on our southern border is absolutely intentional. When it first started, and I said this yesterday, when it first started, when Biden began on day one, I mean, like he was sworn in and he went straight to the Oval Office and started signing executive orders. And if you remember, within the first day, he was doing away with Trump's border policies. Things like remain in Mexico and you know, allowing catch and release to be continued and just on and on and on. Like, what are you doing? I mean, none of that was harming the United States. In fact, it was making the United States more secure. I would dare say right now, Trump would be having more of an uphill climb in the campaign trail if Biden had just continued Trump's policies on the border. But nope, he couldn't do it. And right now, like even right now, like I'm looking up on the screens, it's one of the topics that's been going on the screens the entire time I've been on the air. Both Biden and Trump are down at the southern border today. Today. If you look at where they went, it tells you everything. Trump is actually with the governor right now. The former president is with the governor, touring Eagle Pass, Texas. Eagle Pass, one of the epicenters of mass migration. Whereas, you know, you got Biden, who is in El Paso, where they don't have near the issue with mass migration that we have in Eagle Pass. He chose the safer route. The streets will be a little cleaner there. I feel certain that there will be a photo op where he'll stand there next to a border wall and look like things are secure. He'll smile and probably ask for some, you know, explanation about where he's supposed to stand. And we can only hope that he'll find his way to the podium on time. But he did not even go to the southern border, but twice, including today, twice in 3 years. And yet, I got a piece right here from CNN. This matters. This matters to the electorate. This is not just an issue that those of us that listen to conservative radio care about. We are now hearing through the polling, real polling, good polling, that this is the number one issue that people care about. So a piece here from CNN, a rather thick piece, by the way, I'm not sure I'm going to get through all of it, says one key reason for Donald Trump's dominance in the GOP presidential race may be hiding in plain sight. It's not hiding. Compared to 2016, the Republican electorate has moved sharply to the right on immigration. That is crazy. We were already to the right on immigration. We just now were mad. He said that shift on one of Trump's signature issues has tightened his grip on the party. This is such a crappy article. CNN. Anyway, it says both Biden and Trump are planning to visit the border on Thursday. This came out yesterday. An early indication of how large a role immigration will play in a likely general election rematch between them. It says a majority of GOP voters this year have polled saying that the undocumented immigrants should be deported. In New Hampshire, the results flipped from 2016. Back then, 56% of GOP primary voters said undocumented migrants should be offered legal status. In last month's primary, 55% said they should be deported. In South Carolina, the share of GOP primary voters who said that undocumented immigrants should be deported soared from 44% to 66%. What we're looking at right here is this clear evidence, y'all, that it matters. CNN's trying to find a way to explain it away. It's just very important now. It's different than it was back then. No, it wasn't. Remember, build the wall? We're going to build a beautiful wall. Well, I got news. People cared about it then, but now we're watching almost daily as people are dying. Bodies are floating in the Rio Grande. I'm not being insensitive. It's not hyperbole. It's real. Every single day, there are bodies on the southern border. Every single day. Eagle Pass, Texas, had to actually get refrigerator trucks because they don't have the mortuary space to handle all the bodies. The sheriff in one of the locations down there said they find bodies in the Rio Grande on a daily basis. Ranchers who live along the border say that they're constantly finding things in the bushes. Sometimes they're finding bodies. Meanwhile, you have to look at it and go, are these people flood? Are they coming here and getting all this free stuff and they're going to be allowed to vote? Well, so a piece on AP News came out last month. Because they don't want you to believe this. They don't. They don't want you to believe it. It says Donald Trump is seizing on his party's frustration with the recent surge of illegal crossings at the U.S. southern border to churn up fears around another GOP concern, voter fraud. The former Republican president has repeatedly suggested that Democrats are encouraging migrants to flow into the country illegally in order to register them to vote in the 2024 election. Says the unsupported claim, which Trump and other Republicans have carted out in past election years, is resonating with voters who agree that security is lacking at both the border and the polls. Experts say it can also be damaging, giving undue traction to false stereotypes and extremist ideologies, such as the racist Great Replacement Theory. Remember I talked about that the other day? I am now fully on board with the idea that we do have replacement theory in place. Replacement theory. It's not, by the way, white people are scared. They're getting replaced. That's not it at all. It's Americans. You're trying to replace Americans. All right, that being said, AP is poo-pooing this. They're poo-pooing it. It ain't real. Oh, this is just Trump trying to stir up his base. How about this? Politico. Last week. Do you remember in 2022, New York City decided to pass a local ordinance to allow non-citizens to vote in their elections? Keep in mind how big that is. New York City drives the train on politics in the state of New York. Yes, Buffalo and Syracuse and the others, they definitely have, some measure of base. New York City is still the driving force. It is one of the largest cities in the world, and it is filled up right now with illegals. And in 2022, before the massive surge began to reach New York, the city council thought it'd be awesome. Let's pass an ordinance, and we'll let them vote here. A state appeals court, it says yesterday in the Politico article, ruled that a New York City law that would allow non-citizens to vote in local elections is unconstitutional. There you go. Marking a win for the Republican elected officials who sued to block it. Said, quote, we determined this local law was enacted in violation of the New York State Constitution and Municipal Home Rule Law and thus must be declared null and void. Outstanding. The 2022 law had not yet gone into effect since it faced immediate legal challenges. It sought to let green card holders and other people living in New York City with federal work authorizations to vote in local elections for offices including mayor and city council, applying to some 800,000 new eligible voters in a city of 8.5 million. 8.5 million. New York City is literally pushing twice the size of the entire state of Alabama in population. That's huge. And they were going to allow illegals to vote there. No, fellas, it has green card holders and things. Yeah, wait. Just wait. Just don't even think. If they're going to allow non-citizens to vote, and they're going to have that many illegals there, guess what's going to wind up happening next? You're going to go from green card voters to just, do you live here? Have you got a power bill or something to show where you reside? Thank you, Mr. Juan Pablo, whatever your name is. Thank you very much for coming here. Thank you, Mr. Nigerian immigrant. Thank you, Chinese citizen who now lives illegally in New York. Thank you. You're allowed to vote. Well, this is a 3-1 ruling, meaning that one of the justices didn't agree. But nonetheless, the appellate court ruled that the clause in the state constitution that every citizen shall be entitled to vote refers exclusively to U.S. citizens. And the court ruled that a provision of state municipal home rule law requires changes to elections be passed by a voter referendum, not a local legislative body like a council. So, yeah, it goes on to say in this article, though, it says non-citizen voting is still extremely rare. Oh, wait a minute. You mean it's not like never? Uh-uh. No. It's out there. Washington, D.C., it says, overcame opposition from congressional Republicans to allow non-citizens to vote. Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, was going to allow, and by the way, don't forget, Washington, D.C., it has some representation. It has national implications. And it, oh, by the way, is the seat of government. Can you imagine what would happen if they were allowing illegals to vote there? Washington, D.C. overcame opposition from congressional Republicans to allow non-citizens to vote, but the city's law has now been challenged in court, you think? A San Francisco court, well, of course, upheld a law in 2023 allowing certain non-citizens to vote in school board elections. Three Vermont cities, including Burlington, recently allowed legal residents to vote in local elections. So I guess what I'm saying is this. Is there a mass registration of illegals right now to allow them to vote in our coming election? No, not yet. Is there a move, though, for two things? Think about it. Two things. Is there a move right now to allow non-citizens to vote? And the answer to that is yes. And is there a move right now by Democrats to bring amnesty to illegal citizens? And the answer to that is yes. And once they have amnesty, then they have the status to be registered to vote no matter what. Can't do it. Listen, I got a little more on this. We'll take a break right now. When we come back from this break, I'm going to go a little further with this. Like, what would happen to those D.C. elections? And then what is the history of what they are calling now non-citizen suffrage? Non-citizen suffrage? There's a movement? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right. Hey, listen, a couple things here on this topic as we wrap it up before the top of the hour. Don't forget Brian Taylor, who is running for Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He's going to be in studio with us here momentarily. The question of illegal voting. Don't think they're not trying. And by the way, don't fall asleep on this one and think that, well, the laws are already taking care of that. So here's a piece right now. I pulled this off of an organization that tracks illegal voting, illegal aliens. It says, last fall, the D.C. City Council, this, by the way, that came out in February of this year, And last fall, the D.C. City Council passed a bill that will allow non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to vote in their local elections. If it survives review by Congress, the new law's impact on elections will not be negligible. According to the 2021 American Community Survey, a little over 42,000 voting-age non-citizens live in that district, and roughly half of those non-citizens are likely to be illegal. For context, it says D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser won her party's nomination last year by fewer than 11,000 votes. All right, what I'm saying is they could flip an election. They could be the swing. They could be the swing block that takes an election a different direction in the D.C. area. It says even if non-citizen voting does not swing any elections in D.C., the symbolism would be significant. As the nation's capital embraces a mindset that residents need not be fully committed to the country before they begin casting votes that affect its future. The D.C. law goes further to grant voting rights to people whose very presence in the U.S. is illegal. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Next week, and by the way, this is 3 weeks ago. It says next week the House Rules Committee will consider a bill sponsored by Representative James Comer that would repeal D.C.'s election law. So for those of you who don't know, D.C. operates with basically a super city council kind of effect. The mayor, it's almost like small state governance in essence, but they are subject to congressional oversight. So the House Rules Committee is considering a bill sponsored by Representative James Comer that repeals D.C.'s election law. A companion resolution has been sponsored by Senator Tom Cotton. So that's positive. The question is, can we get it through the Senate? I think we can get it through the House. I just got an epic text from Right Side Ruffian himself, former Congressman Mo Brooks. Appreciate you, Mo. Thanks for listening. Appreciate your service, too, by the way, brother. He says several things. He says, 2 decades ago, a federal GAO study determined that as much as 3% of the U.S. registered voters are not citizens. Interesting. He says the Commission on Federal Election Reform determined voting by non-citizens was one of the top three threats to the validity of our U.S. elections. Wow. National Voter Registration Act of 1993 makes it illegal to ask for non-citizens' proof of citizenship when they register to vote. God almighty. Why? Why would that be a thing? The U.S. 10th Court of Appeals did hold the National Voting Rights Act negated a Kansas statute that would have required proof of citizenship. All right. In a House floor speech in 2020, he says, this is Mo Brooks, he says, I detailed the math and the data that suggested that as many as 1.7 million non-citizens voted in our 2020 elections. Listen, I'm just going to tell you. And then he apologizes for the typos. On a text like that, Mo, come on. Oh, and he also points out, he says that Biden has specifically sort of driven the train on this by promising amnesty, which would mean allowing illegals to vote. So is there a non-citizen suffrage movement? Suffrage. I've always thought that word was kind of interesting for, you know, pressing for the right to vote. Women's suffrage, you know, the right of non-citizens to vote. And this is Wikipedia, and I take that with a big fat grain of salt. But it usually gives me a base to work from. In this case, I could not find fault with it. It says the right of non-citizens to vote has historically been a contentious issue. You think? Since 1997, the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act has prohibited non-citizens from voting in federal elections. But it points out that while no state is allowing non-citizens to vote in their statewide elections since Arkansas became the last one to outlaw it in 1926, that there are still at least 13 local jurisdictions that are attempting to do so, not the least of which is New York City, which we just talked about. There's two of them in Vermont, 11 in Maryland. And then you've got the efforts by Washington, D.C., you've got the efforts by New York City, you've got the efforts by San Francisco. It does point out that Alabama, we approved a referendum in 2020 to embed it in our state constitution that U.S. citizenship is required to vote anywhere in Alabama. Listen, are they voting? I can't tell you they're not right now. I can tell you the law prevents it, but I can also tell you, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, that liberals are doing everything they can to get the right to vote handed off to people who arrive here illegally. And as you see 11 million people streaming across our border, I'm just going to tell you, you got to watch that and recognize that if what we're already seeing in these locales like New York City and San Francisco and Washington, D.C. and others, if you're already seeing that happening, then you can just guarantee they are smelling the winds right now and saying, hey, let's give the vote to these illegals. That might help us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Up with Brian Taylor live in studio next.